Okay, usually we talk about something related to the Sedra, but sometimes we talk about Inyan Idioma. And as we near the end of Chodesh Elul of Shnasa Shemitah, Shemitah's Ksafim and Purim Bowl is Inyan Idioma. Had we met 2 weeks ago, we could have discussed it in Parshas Re'eh, which is the Parsha Shemitah's Ksafim. But since we didn't have that opportunity, we'll talk a little bit about Purim Bowl issues tonight. So as we know, in addition to all the agricultural halachas related to Shemitah, there's also a Din of Shemitah's Ksafim that Shemitah cancels loans. There are two components of that. There's number one, the fact that Shemitah cancels loans. And according to most Rishonim, that happens automatically. There's a minority position of the Urayim that you actually have to do an act to cancel it. But we don't generally assume like the Urayim. And element number two is that there's an issue of lo yigos. You're not allowed to ask for collection of, for payment of a loan that has been or will be canceled by Shemitah. The mechanism of Prozbol, the Gemara is in Mishnayot in the 10th parak of Shvias, Gemara in Gittin Lamavav and other places. So Machlokas Rashi Tosas, maybe Rambam Raivit, as to whether Prozbol is one and the same as Moser Shtaros of the Bezdin. The Mishnayot tell us that there are certain carve-outs where certain loans that Shemitah doesn't cancel. One of them is if you give over your loan documents to Bezdin to collect. So Machlokas, whether Prozbol is simply a expansion of Moser Shtaros of the Bezdin, and perhaps it's a slightly different mechanism, but be that as it may, so our execution of a proposal allows for the collection of loans post Shemitah. Now, when should a proposal be executed? So there is a position of the Rush, Gittin Paradalid Simin Kaf. The Rush writes, V'hadein kosvin proposal b'shvias, alfa pisha eina mishametes el b'sofa. So the Rush is starting with the assumption that you don't write a Shemitah during a principle during Shemitah, you write it before. Near the Far Shatam, Alpim Mikros, Bikes Shabba Shinim Tasesh Shemitah, Vized Var Shemitah, Shamok Obama Sheyado, Mipashi, the Kray Alfina, the Ain Shvias Mishametas El Bisofa, Shvias is Mishamet at the end of the year. However, the Rush says that the Isser of Loyigos, of collecting a loan, of asking for payment of a loan, that applies at the beginning of the Shemitah year. So if that's the case, in order to avoid violating the prohibition of lo yigos, were you to ask for collection of a loan during Shemitah, you have to have a proposal done before Shemitah. And the Rush thinks that there's basis for this in a Tosefta. The way the Rush presents the Tosefta at the end of Shvias is Ema Saikos and Prozbol, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shel Shvias. You write a Prozbol Erev last Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the year of Shemitah, meaning the end of the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. And that seems to be the Ibn Ezra on Chumash as well, the beginning of Perei Tesvav. Mikeiv Sheva Shinim Taseh Shemitah B'tchilas Hashanah. So Zedvar Shemitah Kobam Hashay Ado, the Isser of Lo Yigos, applies at the beginning of Shemitah. So that's the Rush that seems to be the Ibn Ezra, based on the Rush's Tosefta. The Beis Yosef thinks that that's a faulty Girsa in the Tosefta, and we don't have such a Tosefta, in which case there's no such Raya to Shita Sarush. However, the majority of Rishonim are of the opinion, this, as we'll see, is how he passed in Shulchan Aruch, that not only is Shemitah Mishameh loans at the end of the year, but the Yisav Liyikos also only applies at the end of the year. There's nothing wrong going over to someone today, Yugimel Elul Tavshin Pei Beis, and asking for repayment of a loan. The Yisav Liyikos only kicks in on Motzai Shemitah come Rosh Hashanah in a couple of weeks. That's the position of the Rambam. Perek Tes Shmita V'Yovel Halacha Dalid. Ein Shvias B'Shemetes Ksafim Ela B'Sofa. Lefikach. Hamalvis Chaver B'Shvias Atzma Gova Chova Kol Hashana. You're allowed to collect your loan the entire Shmita year. So there's no Isra V'Lo Yigos during Shmita itself. Ukeshetishka Chama V'Leli Rosh Hashanah Shabbat Tzai Shvias Avarachov. Once Rosh Hashanah comes, the sun sets, the last day of the year, of the Shemitah year, that's when everything kicks in, that's when Shemitah's Ksafim takes effect, and that's when there's an Isser of Lo Yigos. That's also the position of the Rabbanu LaTorah, beginning of Perek Tesvav in Parshas Re'eh, that everything happens at the end of Shnas HaShemitah, and that's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samech Zayin, Choshemishba, Simen Samech Zayin, this is Simen of Prozbol. Ein shvias mishametes ksafim ela b'sofa l'fika hamavis chaver b'shvias atzma gova chova kolshana v'bezdin lashon haramu kishitish hacham l'shvashan shemaseh shvias avarachov. The chaver writes lashon harambam that everything happens at the end of the Shemitah year. There is a minority position in Achronim that L'chomra, you should execute a prosbul before Shemitah as well. That's the position of the Alter Rebbe. I think that in Lubavitch they do that. But the general consensus of Poskim is that there's no need for such a chumra. And our common practice is to only execute a prosbul now, Likras Rosh Hashanah of Motzai Shnas HaShemitah. Okay, so now that we have me right, what is the mechanism, or what are the steps of executing a prosbul? So there's a machlokas we showed him as to whether a prosbul must be done in the presence of a bezdin in person. Does a person have to appear in front of three dayanim in order to have a prosbul effected? Or is it possible to make a declaration in front of edim, in front of two witnesses, empowering a bezdin remotely to do what bezdin needs to do to allow you to collect your chobos? So it doesn't have to be a declaration made in front of a bezdin of three, or can you make a declaration in front of a bezdin of two, empowering a bezdin somewhere else to affect collecting loans on your behalf? So the Mishnah tells us in Shviyas Paragud, Mishnah Gimel, Sehu Gufo Shel Prosbul, this is the text of a Prosbul, Mosreini Lachem Ploni Ploni Adayanim, I'm giving over to you so-and-so the Dayanim, Shekal Chov Sheyeshli, any loan that I have, Sheg Ben Ukosman She'er, so that I'm licensed to collect it whenever I want. V'Dayanim Chosim Lamato Edim, and the Dayanim sign on the dotted line on this document, or Edim sign. So that line in the Mishnah of Oedim is the basis of Machlokas around the beginning of the fourth parak of Gittin, relevant to a Gittin context also, as to whether sometimes you can have a Bezdin of two. Does Bezdin always mean three, or maybe sometimes Bezdin means two? But be that as it may, the text of the prosbul is Mosreini Lachem Ploni Ploni HaDayanim. Says the Yerushalmi that this Mesira to Dayanim can be done Afilu Heim Beromi. Even if they are in Rome, you could still effect a prosbul. So what is the antecedent of that heim? Who is it in that's in Rome? So the Pnei Moshe on the Yerushalmi, and this is the basis of a Shita Samordecha that we'll see, explains that the Dayanim are in Rome. That even if the Dayanim are in Rome, and you're sitting in Eretz Yisrael, you can still appoint those Dayanim in Rome in the pre-Zoom days of the Yerushalmi, even though you're not going to see them in person at all. So that allowance to appoint a Bezdin remotely, even if you're not there, that is the Psak of the Ramah, and that is Tudeus in Shulchan Aruch. So take a look here, Simon, Samech Zayin, beginning in Sif Kaf. Tamidei Chachamim Shehilvu Zazeh, Umasa Dvar Letamidim, the Amr Mosreini Lechem Shekol Chov Sheyeshli Shegbenu Kozman She'eretza. So special allowance, I figure out the exact mechanics of this, but not for now, that if Tamidei Chachamim loan money to each other, and they say, I'm giving over this Chov to collect it, Eino Sarach Lichto Prosbul, you don't have to formally write out a prosbul. V'nei Shehem Yodim Sheshmita Chsaf Mizmanes Amid Rabbanan, Mid Devrayim, U'bidvarim Bilvad, Hi Nidches. Okay. V'yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, Dekol Adam Nami Yuchal Lomer Dvar Baal Peh Lifnei Bezdin, that anyone can make a declaration in front of Bezdin, Umahani, V'ein Sarach Prosbul. Vein chilek beinim amalva beir hadayanim alo. Doesn't make a difference whether the malva is in the same city as the dayanim or not. Ki yachal lomar afilu shelo bifneim ani moser shtarosai lebezdin ploni shibir ploni. He can say, even not in the presence of those dayanim, meaning he can make a declaration in front of edim that he's giving over his chobos to the bezdin in such and such a city, even if he's not in that city himself. So that's the Ramah here in Se'if Kaf. Then the Mechaber writes in Sif Kaf Aleph, Yesh mi shekasev inyan shtar prosbul kachu, hole chamal ve'etza shlosha edim, the malve appears in front of three edim, The Yesh Omer Mafilu Shnayim, or maybe even in front of two Edim. The Omer Havu Lai Sadi, you should be Edim, the Chazu, and see. The Anam Asarna Prozbul Kamish Losh Dayanim, that I'm giving over Prozbul to three Dayanim, the Inan Ploni Ploni Ploni, Hadayanim, Shemachim Ploni. So he's making a declaration in front of Edim, even two Edim, that he's giving over his Chavos to Dayanim, A, B, and C, Bimachim Ploni. V'dai lo im yachtimu bo'o. So Edim, and it's sufficient for the Edim to sign on a document without Dayanim signing. V'i chasmu be Dayani tfei mali. But if the Dayanim sign, that's better. V'ein tzarech sham Edim. And if the Dayanim sign, then you don't need Edim on top of the Dayanim. So the Rama is clear that you can do a prism in front of Edim. And the Mechaber has two possibilities. He says, it's better b'fnei dayanim, but in front of edim works. However, there is another position in Rishonim, the Ramban in Gittin Lamed Vav, the Ran, Tshuva Zarash B'chelik Beis Simen Shin Yud Gimel. So those Rishonim understand that the Afilu Heim Baromi, even if they are in Rome, is not a reference to the dayanim, but a reference to the loan documents, a reference to the shtaros, that if you're in Eretz Yisrael, even if your loan documents are in Rome, you can still execute a prozbul. You don't need to actually hand the loan documents to the Beis Din. There's Mashmos Rashi and Bava Basra that you do have to actually hand the loan documents to Beis Din. According to the Rashi, if that's to be taken literally, then a prozbul only works for a milva b'shtar, not a milva b'alpeh. It only works if they're actual documents. We don't assume that way, la halacha. But so the Rabban is saying, Shalom, the Rishalmi is that even if the loan documents are in Rome, you could still execute a prozbul without handing the loan documents to Beis Din. But there's no indication that you don't need a Beis Din aside from that, meaning you need to appear in front of a Beis Din of three. There's no raya otherwise. The only kula of a filei baromi is you don't have to actually give the documents to the Beis Din. So if that's the case, then there's no raya from the Yerushalmi that you could execute a prozbul by making a declaration b'fnei edim and empowering a Beis Din remotely. According to that, you'd have to do it in person in front of Dayanu. Okay, and again, that's the first daya in the Mechaber. There's a further layer of complication in figuring out how to do a prozbul b'fnei Beis Din. And that is, what is the type of Beis Din that's necessary for a prozbul to be effective? So the Gemara in the prozbul sugya ayin gitin andaf lamed vav amud beis. Has the following. Tashma, diyamr Shmuel, lo kasvinan prozbul ella Obebedina de Sura, Obebedina de Narda. You can only do a prozbul in the Beis Din Sura, the town of Rav, or the Beis Din of Narda, the town of Shmuel. And then a few lines later, there's a reference to Rav Ami and Rav Asi. So, Machlokas Rishonim, do we paskin like this Shmuel? And what does Shmuel mean? When Shmuel says that you can only write a prozbul in the Beis Din of Sura, the Beis Din of Naharda, does that mean that you can only write a prozbul if you're in the presence of Rabbi Shmuel and their Beis Din? But even a Beis Din five generations later of the Gedolei Ador wouldn't be enough? Does it mean that whoever the Chashav Beis Din is of that generation, you have to use a Chashav Beis Din, but Yiftach Bedoro Ke Shmuel Bedoro? So question number one is, do we assume like the Ramban? And if we do, what does the Ramban mean? So do we assume like this Gemara, that you need a Beis Din of Rav Shmuel, like the Maimer of Shmuel? And if we do assume like Shmuel, what exactly are the parameters of Shmuel's statement? So the Ramban and the Tor assume that we don't accept Shmuel at all. And if that's the case, then you can use any Beis Din, even an ad hoc Beis Din, for a prozbul. The Ritva is more explicit, Gittin Lamed Vav. They could use a Beis Din Shel Adyotos. You can use any ad hoc Beis Din, even if the members of the Beis Din have no proficiency in Hilchos prozbul or anything. for these purposes. And that's what the Ramah has in Simon Samach Zayin Seif Yud Ches, Samach Zayin Yud Ches, V'yesh Omrim, the Kosvin Prusbel B'chol Bezdin. You can write Prusbel in any Bezdin. V'nir Li, V'yesh Lahakel, Bizman Hazeh. So there are no restrictions as to what Bezdin you can use. You can use an ad hoc Bezdin of anyone you want. Convene a Bezdin of your three neighbors for Hadar Sadarm. You can convene a Bezdin of your three neighbors for Hadar Sadarm Erev Hashana. You can convene a Bezdin of your three neighbors for Prusbel. The Rambam, however, Perek Dalet Shemitah V'Yavol Alacha Yud Zayin, Ein Kosvin Prusbel Ela Chachamim Gedolim B'Yoser Kebeis Dino Shel Rebbe Ami V'Rabasi Shehein Ru'uyin Lafkiya Mam B'nei Adam Aval Shar Bateidin Ein Kosvin. The Rambam says it has to be a Bezdin of Chachamim Gedolim like Reb Ami Rabasi. The Chesed Mishnah explains he doesn't mean, and no one subsequent to them in history, it means whoever the competent and knowledgeable Bateidin in that generation are, but you need a Bezdin Chashuv, you can't convene an ad hoc Bezdin. So that's the Rambam, that's the Ran, Daf Yates Amud Aleph B'Daf Yerith in Gittin, that we accept Shmuel. It doesn't mean that only Shmuel can do a Prusbel, but it means that any it has to be a competent Bezdin. It has to be a Bezdin Chashuv. The Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos Gittin Lamivav Amibayz Yibir Maskel Dalimi, Lamivav Amibayz Yibir Maskel Dalimi, and a little bit more Baharchava in the Sefer Yashar Kuf Lamed Ches, Sefer Yashar Kuf Lamed Ches, and the Rosh Perek Dalid Simen Yud Gimel in Gittin. So it sounds like in the Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam had a change of position. It's a little bit clearer in the other sources, but the Tosfos we have here says Rabbeinu Tam Kasa Prusbel. Rabbeinu Tam wrote a Prusbel. Ki haya omer delo be'inan ela bezdin chashiv shevador. That you don't need the bezdin of Ravina Ravashi, of Ravasi Ravashi, you don't need Ravish Shmuel, you need the bezdin chashiv shevador. But it sounds like in the other presentations of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam earlier entertained that you can't do any Prusbel nowadays because you mamish need a bezdin like Ravish Shmuel, like a bezdin of the Gedolei Ha'amorah. So the Rabbeinu Tam walked away from that. You need a bezdin chashuv, but it doesn't have to be a bezdin chashuv of Amoraim to be a bezdin chashuv of your generation. That partially goes to the issue. If Rabbeinu Tam had a contrary position earlier as to the practice of many of you shown him note with disapproval, that it seems like in the Tekufas HaRishonim, many people didn't do Prusbels. The Rush writes that no one around is doing Prusbel. Truma Sadeshen, Simon Shindalid writes that no one was doing Prusbels. Doesn't have to do with the fact that Shemitah Sksafim is only Derabbanan, Chutz La'aretz, no good explanation. But that's already the Ramah, beginning of Simon Samach Zayin, notes such a reality. He says, "Yesh Amar Dein Shmita No Heges Bizman Hazeh." The Nirash Aleim Samchu B'Medina Seilu Shei Nogim Din Shmita Klal Bizman Hazeh. But Minaga Yinogim Adayim Bizman Arash that no one cared about Shmita Safim. Shayet Saveh Kekruch Yelavat Al Minaga. The Rush railed against that. V'lo Ashkuch Bei. No one listened to him. V'Rakos V'Gam Achronim Zal Tam La Minag Shei Nogim Shmita K'Mavur B'Divrei Marik Shemas Adeshen. But there was apparently a widespread non-practicing of Hilchos Shmita Ksaf in the times of Rishonim. And if there was such a position that Rabbeinu Tam, maybe one would have entertained that you need the Bezin of Rav and Shmuel, so that may be something behind some of this practice of Rishonim. A Rabbi Shlomo Brody, I wrote a nice article on this topic of why no one wrote Prusbels in the most recent edition of Tradition. You can take a look. But be that as it may, so here we have a major machlokas. We've shown him, do you need a Bezdin Chashuv? Or is it sufficient to have an ad hoc Bezdin for purposes of Prusbels? So Ramah says ad hoc Bezdin is fine. And the Mechaber says, no, the Mechaber in Sifyut Zayin, Sifyut Ches, Eino Nechtav El Bebez and Choshev. The Hainu Shloshim Bekiyim Bedin, Ubeinyan Prozbo, the Yodim Inyan Shemitah. The Himchum Rabim Lein Bosir. What does it mean in Bez and Choshev? They have to know the Lachas, they have to know Hilchus Prozbo, they have to know Hilchus Shemitah, and they have to be appointed by the community in that position. The Shach in Sifkadin Hay quotes a Mabit, he's Messiah in Mabit. Mabit says that if you use an Adak Bezdin, the Prozbo would be valid, would be possible even with the Evet, and it wouldn't have any effect. So are these two issues related? The issue of Prozbul Bifnei Edom versus Bifnei Bezdin, and the issue of Bezdin Choshev. So if you take the Mechaber's position in toto, so the Mechaber requires a Bezdin Choshev. That there's no debating. He doesn't allow for an Adak Bezdin. As far as two or three, the Mechaber allows, even if it's not ideal, the Mechaber allows for a Prozbul Bifnei Edom. So that's what Rav Avadya writes in a few places. Yechav Adas, Chelak Dalet, Simen Samach Gimel. Yabia Omer, Chelak Gimel, Choshem Mishpat, Simen Vav. That the Minigin Ushalayim, the Sephardi communities, going back centuries, at least 150 years before him, the Minigin Ushalayim was that they would do a Prusul Bifnei Edim and empower Bezin Choshev. Because Bezin Choshev for the Mechaber is non-negotiable. You need a Bezin Choshev. It doesn't have to be in front of the Bezin Choshev. If everybody has to go in front of a Bezin Choshev to do a Prozbul a couple of days before Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to work because people have other things to do before Rosh Hashanah, and the Bezin can't possibly meet everybody that needs to do a Prozbul. So Im Kain, given the choices, that was a minhag in the Sephardi communities to do a Prozbul Bifnei Edim to empower a Bezin Choshev. But according to the Minhag of the Ramah, that we're not so bothered by a Bezin Shel Adyotos, so that calculus doesn't necessarily apply. So then an Adak Bezin of three could be just as good, if not better, than Bifnei Edim. So Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky, Sefer Shemitah, Perek Yud Gimel, records that the Minhag of the Ashkenazi communities of Yerushalayim, the time of Shmuel Salantin earlier, was that they would do a Prozbul Bifnei Bezdin. So it's not clear if that was all in front of Adak Bezdins or if it was in front of a Bezdin Choshev. Yerushalayim wasn't as that big that back then, so maybe enough people could go in front of a Bezdin Choshev in person. In the there's a collection of documents from the Bezdin of Shmuel Salantin, Nesi Pesach Frank, that was published in the last few years. So they have a Prozbul document in there. They have a copy of Nesi Pesach Frank's personal Prozbul that he signed in Shemitah of 1924. And that was signed by three Dayanim. And the editors of this volume think that these three Dayanim were not part of the standing Bezdin. It was an ad hoc Bezdin. So they say, you see from here, the Nesi Pesach Frank did a Prozbul in front of an ad hoc Bezdin. Last Shemitah cycle, the YU Museum had a copy of a Prozbul from the Bezdin of Yerushalayim from 1910, which was signed by Nesi Pesach Frank himself. So that clearly was a Bezdin Choshev, but it doesn't mean that everybody signed in front of that Bezdin Choshev. Rav Shtornbach, Moedim Uzmanim, Chelek Vav Simen Yud Ches, Chelek Vav Simen Yud Ches, Rav Shtornbach thinks that even for Ashkenazim, it would be better to appoint a Bezdin Choshev in front of two witnesses like the Sfarim do, because even though it's true that the Ramah allows for Bezdin Shel Adyotos, but he thinks that Rov Yishonim disagree with that. Rov Yishonim think you need a Bezdin Choshev, and that even for Ashkenazim, it'd still be better to appoint a Bezdin Choshev Bifnei Edim rather than to appear in front of an ad hoc Bezdin. Rav Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher, the new one, it's Chelek Samech Aleph on Shvius. So he thinks that also better for Ashkenazim to not rely on an ad hoc Bezdin and to appoint a Bezdin Choshev even remotely. But he thinks you can have your cake and eat it too. And Avil Yashiv had something similar in Avil Yashiv's Prozbuls, that you can appear in front of three people, the Torah's Edom. So you can appear in front of an Adak Basin, and you can say that the way Rav Yashiv's Nusach was actually a Tanai. Rav Yashiv doesn't have it as a Tanai, but if an Adak Basin is good, so you're functioning as an Adak Basin. And if an Adak Basin isn't good, so you're functioning as Edom, you could have three Edom too, you're functioning as Edom that I'm empowering the Basin Chashiv, wherever that Basin Chashiv is. So if you can sign in front of a Bezin Chashiv, so then you're definitely Yotzei L'Chaladeus. And some communities have that, where a Bezin gets together certain days and people can come in front of the Bezin Chashiv. I think Rabbi Sachs, last time at least, put together a Bezin in person for people to come to, which I assume is Chashiv. But often that's not practical. So in principle, for Ashkenazim, either mechanism should work. So the Bezin of America is a principle that we have on our website, which is just sent out today by the OU to their mailing list, has both versions without commenting on the relative merits of either one. You could either do it in front of an Adak Bezin of three, if you can get together a Chashiv Bezin of three, even better, or you could do it with Nei Edim and empower the Bezin of America as a Bezin Chashiv. I saw today Eretz Chanda in Yerushalayim, so they sent out principles. One for Sephardim, one for Ashkenazim. The Sephardi one was Bifnei Edim, and the Ashkenazi one was along the lines of the Rav Yashiv model of making a declaration in front of three people that could either be B'Torah's Edim or B'Torah's Dayanim. But strictly speaking, for Ashkenazim, in principle, either version could work. Either version would be effective. So if you have any outstanding loans or any outstanding payments, zakfa b'milva situation, it could be even outstanding wages or outstanding invoices would be subject to Shemitah Ksafim. So then the good thing to do would be to have a principal executed through one of these manners before, but not too long before Rosh Hashanah. It won't be effective for any loans that are extended after the principal signed. So in the next couple of weeks, if appropriate, to do a principal through one of these mechanisms. Okay. Next week, we're not going to have a shiur Thursday night because we're making a bar mitzvah Mitzvah Hashem next Shabbos. So we will pick up Birtzos Hashem in 2 weeks' time, Likras Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Have a great Shabbos.
Oh, thank you. Shabbos.